From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. A new Missouri audit has found that the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson made significant progress in addressing problems in its municipal court. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway released details of the audit yesterday. It was a follow-up to an April 2017 audit that found a court system in disarray in Ferguson. The 2017 audit found disorganized files, boxes moldy from a water leak, and cited the assessment of $26,000 in illegal fees and $1,400 in missing funds. The new audit says court personnel have implemented procedures aimed at preventing and detecting loss or theft, though the $1,400 is still missing. Missouri taxpayers may be covering hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees for a Columbia Church's U.S. Supreme Court case after a state agency denied its playground resurfacing. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Attorney General Josh Hawley praised the high court ruling in favor of Trinity Lutheran Church, but questioned the $884,000 in fees and expenses. The court ruled last year that the Department of Natural Resources couldn't use religion as a reason to deny the church's grant application to resurface a playground using scrap tire pieces. The church filed a motion seeking legal fees for the Alliance Defending Freedom, which argued the case on its behalf. The Alliance didn't return a request for comment. City Council and the Columbia Police Department have discussed plans that offer possible solutions to the safety concerns of residents and business owners in downtown Columbia. The Columbia Missourian reports there have been 5 incidents involving shots fired in downtown Columbia since July 1st. Mayor Brian Treese said several business owners have met with law enforcement to discuss ideas. One idea is an improved camera program involving both city-owned cameras and privately-owned cameras surveillance systems. Another plan involves the downtown lighting pilot program, which installs more and improved lighting along the streets downtown. An initial plan for the program was declined by City Council in October last year, but due to the recent spike in reports of shots fired, the program is again being discussed for the next fiscal year. Missouri Democrats have voted to ditch a recently added tenet aimed at welcoming anti-abortion candidates. Party members in June had voted to amend the platform to state that the party welcomes, quote, all Missourians who may hold differing positions on abortion, and that it sees diversified views as its strength. The state party committee on Saturday voted to strip that language from its platform. Missouri Party Chair Stephen Weber says removing that language showed unity in the party. Weber noted that the Missouri platform also says, more broadly, that it's up to candidates to articulate their own policy positions when engaging with voters. Democrats have wrestled with abortion as the party works to win back elected offices in Republican-dominated areas. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.